join me in prayer at the beginning of White House Family Devotional number 365. It was last year this time we started this journey, and I am so pleased that my family wants to continue this, but I am going to at least give them a break. Join me in prayer. Holy Father God in heaven, everybody join in a concert of prayer, which means everybody pray out loud and pray responsibly at certain times. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ on this morning, and we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, for all of it is due your holy name. Lord, it is amazing. It is a miracle that you have blessed us and worked things out that we could do this 364 times already, and today makes 365. As you know, Lord, 1,000 different things have to go well for this to happen live and on demand. And you did it all. And I do praise you and thank you for my family who took hold of my vision and helped me to get this done by your grace, by your might, and by your power. And we give you all of the glory, the praise, and the honor. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the gift of your Holy Spirit and the gift of your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, we individually and collectively confess, Lord, our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. Pray in the back. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts. By your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Everybody pray. Crush and crucify, Lord, our wicked, evil, and ungodly flesh. Knock down, Lord, any signs of pride or getting the big head or any other sin. Lord, break us, make us, and mold us into what you would have us to be. For Lord, you brought me a mighty long way, and Lord, you brought us a mighty long way, and we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. And Lord, we pray that you would crush and crucify our flesh afresh and anew this morning. For Lord, we have nothing to boast about. We have nothing to be proud of. And Lord, all glory, praise, and honor goes to your name. Fill us with your humility. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. Everybody pray responsibly. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would help us not to only pray for revival, but Lord, to be about revival, to actively seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, and to humble ourselves before you. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would revive us again. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know the devil has been busy all weekend, and he is busy this morning. And we thank you for leading us, and thank you, Lord, for my daughter, Daniqua, who has had to take the brunt of getting up early over the past 365 days, and has always been the first one out here getting things ready. And she, even though we went to bed late last night, she was willing to start earlier this morning for old time's sake, since this is number 365. And Lord, I thank you for all of my children who have not always done their duties as cheerfully and as joyfully as you would like for them to do, or as cheerfully and joyfully as I would like for them to do it. But I pray that they would grow into that. One thing for sure is that by your grace, they did it. And I thank you for each and every one of them, from the oldest to the youngest, for their participation in doing something so important and so historical and so powerful. And I thank you that this morning they are willing to continue. But I know the spiritual pressure, and the live factor pressure that is upon all of us. And I am going to, with your blessings, at least give them a break. And we're going to, not from devotions, not from our prayer time, but from having it to be under the lights and under the cameras, multiple cameras, with five cameras going out of here, five different streams, and live, and then on demand, and every day. This will be a job that everybody will not have to do for a while, if at all in the future. And so we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for these 365 days. And Lord, grant us your grace, your strength, and the power of your Holy Spirit to continue to pray together as a family, as we did for 30 years, over 30 years before we started this. And we pray that millions of other families, as they view these devotionals on YouTube, GodTube, Vimeo, and podcasts galore, Lord, would be motivated, would be challenged, would be encouraged, would be exhorted to lead their families in having family devotions, which has been the one most powerful thing in our family for over 30 years. My family, before my immediate family, we did not do this not even one day in my upbringing. My children know nothing else but this, and they know it has been the power that has kept our family together, and it has been the power behind all that we have accomplished as a family and all that we have done as a family and in the kingdom ministry-wise and with the millions of folks who heard the gospel through this ministry and through this family. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, because we know that it could not have been done in no way, shape, form, or fashion without you doing it, motivating us, leading us, guiding us, blessing us, and directing us. And Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. With all of that said, please rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, his demons, and his hosts, who's working right now behind the scenes, trying to use Judas's, Sanballat's, Tobias's, people who cannot stand for your work to go forward. You talked about these people in your holy word. They cannot stand any good work, and for their hearts are not right with you. And Lord, I pray particularly anything that advances the gospel and your kingdom on the earth and in the earth. And so, Holy Father God in heaven, we humbly pray, as we prayed for 364 days, that you would cast out the devil and his demons and his hosts, Lord, out of the people who have that issue in our family and outside of our family. Lord, you know who they are. You know their corrupt and wicked hearts, crooked hearts and minds and hearts and attitudes. And we pray, Lord, that you would do here what you did in heaven when you cast out Lucifer. When you were here, Lord Jesus, you cast out devils and demons, and you cast out Judas at night. And so, Holy Father God, we pray that you would remove those demonic spirits of Lucifer, the devil, the demons of hell, and Judas, Lord, from this place, from your people here, and your Christian families and Christian churches around the world, for that demonic spirit of betrayal and treachery, that demonic spirit of traitorship and Judas is more prevalent in the world now than ever. And we see it in families, we see it in churches, we see it in ministries, we see it in marriages, we see it in business, we see it in government. People specialize today in being traitors, in betrayers, and walking with people for years and then writing a tell-all book about them. It is driven by Satan, as you know, and the demons of hell. And we pray that you would continue to expose them through revelation. Continue to expose them through your holy word and the gift of discernment. And everybody pray in the back. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ against them and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil this morning. And over the satanic spirit of Judas this morning and throughout this day. And Holy Father God, we thank you for the eventful, busy, emotional week you gave us last week. It was a roller coaster of a week. And so, Holy Father God, stabilize us through this prayer. Prepare us, Lord, for good days and bad days. Prepare us, Lord, for celebrations and tragedies. Prepare us, Lord, for weddings and funerals. Prepare us, Lord, for life and death. That is our life and our death. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Father God, it has been a joy to pray to you, not only with my family, as I've done for over 30 years before we started the White House Family Devotions, but it's been a joy to pray with so many thousands of others over these difficult days, 365 days. And Lord, we have not quite finished reading Psalms, the book of Psalms. And Lord, we want to do that, to have that complete unit done. And so with your help in days ahead, after a break, we will do that and continue with that. But Lord, thank you for your holy word that has always sustained us through these devotionals down through the years, even before we started this White House Family Devotional. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would help us to finish that for your glory, praise, and honor. And Holy Father God, we cast all of our cares upon you, our burdens and worries and anxieties, troubles and problems and fears from our feeble hearts and minds. Lord, I know that some of us think we can handle these things happening in our lives and in the world, but we can't without you. Fill us, Lord, with your strength, your peace, the path of all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life, protection and provision blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And we pray that you would continue to bless us with those blessings today. And we thank you for the blessings received last week. We thank you for the millions of blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And we thank you for blessing us now. And we pray that you'd continue to bless us. Thank you for the favor that has been shown to us down through the years, purely because of your mercy and grace. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. We cast all of our care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. We pray for over 3 million lost souls to hear the gospel through this ministry and come to know you as Savior. Lord, you may have already done that. We don't know, because everybody does not write in. But we thank you that millions have heard the gospel, Lord, through this ministry. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for over 3 million Christians to get back to their first love and to be revived again. And we pray for over $3 million to come in, Lord, for the prayer tower, the library, the chapel combined. And Lord, we pray for the money to come in to aid the pastors and the evangelists and missionaries, Lord, around the world, who have written in for help, and that this ministry, the Gospel Light Society Ministry and Gospel Lighthouse of Prayer, ministry would spread even further than what it has, and that millions would hear the gospel before it is eternally too late. And we're looking forward to your second coming, and that's one of the reasons why, with your leadership and blessings, we have always sung about your second coming at the end of these broadcasts and podcasts of the White House Family Devotional. Receive all glory to yourself, because none of this and none of the other thousands of things you've done for us would have been done without you, your grace, your mercy, and your power. And we thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Pray out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the White House Family Devotions. This is number 365, which completes one full year of the public White House Family Devotions. And we give God all of the glory, the praise, and the honor. And we thank God for you. Many of you have been with us most of these days, and through thick and thin, and different locations. We were traveling one time, and I believe we had it. We did the family, White House Family Devotions in a IHOP. We, in the beginning, had to do several of these at another location because we were in the process of moving back and forth. Ladies and gentlemen, we give God the glory. We give Him the praise. That should not be happening. You must have changed the numbers for the speed. You need to fix that back. We give God the glory, the praise, and the honor for what He has done, and we also thank God for you. So join me this morning in singing the doxology, and we're going to sing also, for old time's sake, Gloria Patri as well. It needs to stay on the site as it always has been, right after this. So join us in giving God glory, the praise, and the honor for allowing us to be here 365 days in a row, praising God, praying to God, and encouraging others. Christian couples, married people who are married, and their families, to have family devotions. What a privilege and what a joy, and no doubt God led me to do it, and no doubt will be one of the most important things I've ever done in my life after I'm dead and gone. You need to focus on that right there and change the numbers back to what they were. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Glory be to God. Give Him the glory, the praise, and the honor. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Write that down. Write that down. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, all ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, beloved, for old time's sake, we are going to sing Gloria Patri as well. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Billy Graham, who is now home with the Lord, and I was one of the 2,000 folks who had the privilege of being there at his homegoing, one of the most significant homegoings, if not the most significant homegoings or funerals in the history of America, even above all of the presidents. I mean that. If you will, the most important funeral in the history of America. I cannot imagine, outside of the Apostle Paul, God using one man more. I just can't imagine. God using anybody else more than Billy Graham, besides the Apostle Paul and the disciples. And so when we honor and show respect for this servant of God, believe me when I tell you, we're giving God the glory, because we know. Oh my soul, we know that that only God could do this. Only God could use a man like that. And he gets all the glory, praise, and honor. And the wonderful thing about it is, Billy Graham would say it better than I'm saying it. He would agree with me 100%. It's not him. It was never about him. But he made a decision by the grace of God a long time ago that I'm going to trust in you, God, and I'm going to trust your holy word. And he did not waver. And unlike so many people today, when he looks back, he admits where he could have done better. That's the mark, not of a small man, but of a big man. Not a little man, but a great man. And you can admit your failures, your faults, and your sins openly and honestly, because you don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. Amen, somebody. And many, many people don't have that kind of humility. Anyway, Dr. Billy Graham said, and it is fitting that we're ending, if you will, these White House family devotions for right now, for at least a break for my children, and who have helped put this on and put it up all over the place for the people in the world to listen and to see. I think it's fitting that we close out with the greatest evangelist, by the grace of God, since the Apostle Paul. Dr. Billy Graham said, all around you are people whose lives are filled with trouble and sorrow, and they need your compassion, or the compassion from the Lord through you, and encouragement. Amen, somebody. Join me, my beloved, in reciting reading the New Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty. And if you actually pay attention to this, no matter how long you have been saved, it will be a help and a blessing to you. Maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten from the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. He became incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made human. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, bled, and I think it's when we're presenting the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, I think it is important that we mention that he suffered, bled, and died, and was buried. Amen, somebody. The third day he rose again according to the scriptures. He was seen alive by Mary Magdalene and the other women, the disciples, and over 500 other brethren. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. his kingdom will never end. And we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. He proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified. He spoke through the prophets. We believe in one holy, universal, and apostolic church. We affirm one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look forward to the resurrection of the dead and to life in the world to come. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Amen. Turn to what I call the family verses. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 all the way through the end of chapter 6 deals with the family. And some would separate chapter 6 from it, but it is connected to it. Always remember that chapters were put in later by other men. The chapter markers are not inspired. And for over 30 years, I have led my family in reading Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, down through the end of Ephesians chapter 6 in different ways and so forth. And not always reading everything, emphasizing certain areas at times. And it has been the glue, along with prayer and family devotions, that has kept our Christian family together. There is no human possible way, that my wife and I would have stayed together without prayer, family devotions, which includes reading the Word of God, and different chapters, multiple chapters, all the way through the Bible, but reading this passage every day. And if you have that kind of marriage and kind of family, I would recommend that you do the same. These are the family verses. There are many other family verses that we read as well. From the Old Testament, Andy Stanley, to the New Testament. And so throughout the New Testament that we read as well. And there are a set of verses that I told my wife that she needs to read throughout the Bible every day so that she would understand the importance of doing what God has commanded her to do. And we live in a society today that people are trying to put everything on the man. And the man is the head, there's no doubt about it. But the woman has her responsibilities and her obligations as well. And so do the children. Everybody, if you want a happy marriage and family, everybody must line up with the verses found in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, all the way through chapter 6. Otherwise, you're going to have a hellacious situation, and I don't care how pretty you are or how handsome you are. I don't care how many books you have read about family life and raising children and marriage. I don't care how many books you read on boundaries or how many degrees you have. If you don't obey these verses, There's no possible way for you to have a genuinely deep, satisfying, happy, good, solid family based upon the Word of God, the foundation of the Word of God. And we're just dealing with one verse today. This is a continuation. And if we ever, and we will, by the grace of God, do more devotionals. Since my family wants to continue this, we will do some specials between now and September the 1st. And if the Lord leads us to resume it in September, we'll go for another 365 days, if the Lord wants us to do that. But for right now, turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You say, preacher, I thought that this was about spiritual warfare. This is separate from the families. No, you don't understand. See, you're getting caught up in the chapter divisions. That's not inspired. Okay, this is all together, my dear friends. Your family will be a battleground in spiritual warfare. Hear me and hear me well when I tell you that the devil is out to not just hinder your family, not just cause a few frustrations, not just to trip your family up a little bit. You need to understand, beloved, that the devil is out to destroy all families, especially Christian families, and especially Christian families who try to pray together. Otherwise, there's no way to explain all of the crazy things that happen in families, my dear friends. And so you need to understand that. Now, I know you don't want to accept it. I know you want it just to be between you and your husband and you and your wife. It's us. We're incompatible and all of that garbage. And that has nothing to do with it. Everybody can be compatible if they want to be. Okay, it's called agape love. We're not compatible with God, but God loves us. And He made it work. He makes us compatible through His love for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. While we were yet sinners, God commendeth His love toward us. While we were yet sinners, okay? So, there's no such thing as irreconcilable differences. There's no such thing as we're not compatible. How did you get married if you were not compatible? What did you get married for? What are you talking about? You're talking crazy talk. Because before you got married, you told everybody he was your soulmate. And you told everybody, sir, that she was your soulmate. You worshiped the ground she walked on. That's part of the problem. You ought not be worshiping the ground that somebody walks on, and you ought not be worshiping anybody but God. But these are the things you said. These are the songs you played at your wedding. But now you're incompatible? No. Everybody can be compatible if they choose to be, because everybody, and we're talking to Christians now, who have the power of love, the love of God in them, to choose to love anybody. Okay, so let's stop talking stupidly. Just admit you want to do something else. You want to do this because you met somebody else on the job that you think is more compatible. Now you think she is your soulmate. that cute thing on the job that you don't know anything about other than she wears nice dresses and short dresses and she smells good at the water fountain. That's all you know, man. Just like with your wife. You thought she was cute before you married her. Okay? And so, Dr. Stephen J. Cole goes on to say, in his commentary on this passage further, what is truth? Jesus Christ, my beloved, is the embodiment of God's truth. John 1:14 states of Jesus, and the Word became flesh, glory, hallelujah, and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me, through me. As we have seen, he goes on to say, Jesus claimed that his reason for coming to this earth was to testify to the truth. He claimed to speak the truth. He prayed, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So if we want to know the truth, we must come to know God through the one who was the embodiment of truth, Jesus Christ. You want your marriage to succeed, you must know the truth. And to know the truth means you will know Jesus Christ, for he is the truth. And your marriage will never make it without him. It will never be what it could be without him and without God. God and Jesus must be the center of your marriage and of your family. And you must glorify him and give him praise. Otherwise, it's not going to amount, in the words of Charles McKinney, to a hill of beans. And that's not much. Let's pray for the family. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would heal every Christian marriage and family based upon the foundation of your holy word found in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 22 through chapter 6 and other verses in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And then, Lord, through prayer and faith in you, Lord, heal every Christian marriage and every Christian family that's on the rocks. And then, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would not give rest to the people who are married without you. They don't know you as Savior. We pray that you would open their blinded eyes and come to know you as Savior, and that the Christian couples will go out into the community reaching out to these lost couples to be saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional passage from the Word of God today, Psalm 143, verses 7 through 12. The Bible reads, "Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Has your spirit failed? Are you discouraged and despondent? Look to the Lord. Are you weak and feeble? Pray and ask God for strength and deliverance." Verse 9, "Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will. Thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." The mark of a truly born again Christian and believer is that they will thirst and hunger, and Jesus talked about this, for righteousness. That's a remarkable thing. That's an amazing thing for such wretched, wicked, evil people as we are. And it's something born of God for us to thirst and hunger after righteousness. "Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant." Now, beloved, regarding this passage, Dr. Matthew Henry, I believe who wrote the greatest devotional commentary ever, said, "David prays that God would be well pleased with him and let him know that he was so. He pleads the wretchedness of his case before God, but the night of distress and discouragement shall end in a morning of consolation and praise. He prays that he might be enlightened with the knowledge of God's will. And this is the first work of the Spirit. A good man does not ask the way in which is the most pleasant walking, but what is the right way to walk." Amen, somebody. Those who have the Lord for their God have His Spirit for their guide. And we should especially seek the destruction of our sins, our worst enemies, that we may be devotedly God's servants. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word, for the 365th time, and we give you the glory, praise, and honor for allowing us to be here 365 days in a row. And Lord, we pray that you would bless and anoint and prosper these White House family devotions that are based upon your holy word. We thank you for the multiplied thousands who have already heard them and seen them and participated with us live. And we pray that millions more down through the years until you come would be encouraged by these devotionals, and that they would be encouraged to the point that they would join and fight the battle in prayer every morning for their families and for their communities and for their city, for their state, and for their nation. For your glory, praise, and honor, hide, Lord, your word in our hearts, and help us to meditate on it throughout this day, and to pray as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, help us to pray without ceasing throughout this day, and have this time to be a foundation, Lord, from which we can launch. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, join us in praying for the estates. Number one, the family. Number two, the church. Number three, the government. Number four, the people. Number five, traditional media. And number six, new media. And that includes social media. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the family once again, that you would heal all Christian families, revive all Christian families, and save all families that don't know you as Savior. And Holy Father God, we pray for the church, your church, that you would help us to remember from whence we have fallen, help us to repent of our evil deeds, and help us to repeat the first works, getting back to you, our first love. And then, Lord, we pray for all governmental leaders, which we have prayed for by name, most days, for 365 days in a row, by your grace, based upon your holy word, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, which says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And Holy Father God, we pray for President Donald Trump, as we have prayed for every president since President Reagan and his administration. We pray for wisdom, that you would give these people wisdom far beyond their education, wisdom far beyond their years, wisdom far beyond their background. And Lord, we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life, protection, and provision blessings upon all of these people. And we include in prayer Vice President Mike Pence, First Lady Melania Trump, Second Lady Karen Pence, all White House staff, including senior Councilor Kellyanne Conway, all leaders of federal agencies, including Chief Judge of the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces, Scott W. Stuckey, all state governors, including Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, all city mayors, including D-Lynn, Florida Mayor Robert F. Abgar, all members of Congress, including Georgia Representative Buddy Carter, all law enforcement officials, including D-Land, Florida Police Chief Jason D. Umberger, all military leaders, including Defense Secretary James Mad Dog Mattis, Assistant Commandant, Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Glenn M. Walters, leaders of nations around the world, including Oman's Sultan and Prime Minister Qaboos bin Said Al Said, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for the modern day David Benjamin, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And Holy Father God, we commit these souls and these people into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. We pray also for the people in this country and around the globe. Lord, you know better than we do. People are hurting. People are suffering. People are going through tremendous pain. And we pray that you would comfort them as only you can. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical life, protection and provision blessings, Lord, upon them. And we pray that your holy gospel and your holy word will not give them rest until they come to know you as Savior. For those who are not saved, revive those people who are saved. And we also pray for the traditional media, and we pray for the new media, that you would save those who are lost in media and revive those who are saved and help them to stand up for the truth and help all of them to practice traditional journalistic principles and to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And we commit these people into your hands. We also pray for current events around the world, not to inform you, but to obey you, because you already know about these events and even more. We pray for the comfort of the families and the church family of three people killed in an ISIS attack on a church in Chechnya. And we pray that you would comfort the families involved, protect your Christian people who are being persecuted around the world, and those who are going through persecution, give them the grace to go through it joyfully and cheerfully, as so many have down through the years, counting it an honor to suffer for your name. We also pray for the comfort of the families of eight people killed by a bombing at a cricket match in Afghanistan. We pray for the comfort of the families of over 100 people killed in a plane crash in Cuba. And we continue to pray for the comfort of the families of the 10 people killed in a high school shooting right down the road from us in Santa Fe, Texas. And we pray that you would heal them and comfort them as only you can, particularly those parents who have lost their children. And Holy Father God, we pray now for the prayer requests that have come in the hundreds. We thank you, Lord, for entrusting us with people's prayer requests. And we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical life, and protection provisions, Lord, upon these people and their families. And we pray that you'll hear their prayers and hear our prayers for them, every last one of them and their family members. And we also pray for some by name. We pray for Belinda. Please heal her body. And Lord, there are many, many people who are on this prayer list, including us, who need healing in our bodies. We pray for Yossi. Please save him and draw him closer to you for your grace and favor upon his life. And we pray for Dobson. Please bless him with the Bibles and resources he needs to further the gospel in Africa. And we pray now for those who have trusted you as Savior, as we've done for 365 days in a row. And we pray that you would help these to grow in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. We pray for Agnes, we pray for Mary, and we pray for Diane. And the thousands of others who have gotten saved through this ministry. And we also pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you, Lord Jesus. And we pray that you'll help these to stand strong in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be and not to go back into the wilderness of a backslidden situation. We pray for Jonah. We pray for Aletta, and we pray for Rachel. We commit these souls into your hands, and we commit our souls into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading for today is titled, An Answer to Problems, by Evangelist Billy Graham. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 39. As I've shared with you before, I love it when people who do devotional start with the Word of God and not just with a story. And Billy Graham, like Charles Spurgeon, in his devotionals, starts with the Word of God. I don't see how people can start with anything else but the Word of God. Anyway, the Bible reads, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Thou shalt love thy neighbor. Dr. Billy Graham goes on to say, here is the answer to the world's problems today. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and thou shalt love thy fellow man. I'm going to add something here that Billy Graham did not say. I saw a report yesterday that people are starting a movement called Kindfulness. I'm sure you have heard of the movement called Mindfulness, basically being in the moment kind of thing. And so now you got folks, and I believe it's a worldly thing. I am not supporting it. I'm not a part of it, but I did think that if Christians would adopt this kind of mentality, to on purpose be kind to people, on purpose choose to love people and to show compassion for people and be kind to people, what an amazing thing that would be. But anyway, Dr. Billy Graham goes on to say that teaching is not out of date. it is absolutely relevant today. Love God, love people. It is the only way in which the problems of the world can be solved. Whether the problems are those of individuals or of nations. If we love God with all our heart, we will have the capacity to love our neighbors as ourselves. True love will find an outlet in service. Always remember that. That is so true. You can't hold love bottled up inside of you and say that you love people when you don't help people. You don't show that love by helping people. You don't do anything to help others. Not merely in singing hymns, attending church, or even in praying, but in trying our utmost to prove our love, to show our love by obeying the will of our Heavenly Father. Amen, somebody. Thank you, Dr. Billy Graham. Most importantly, thank you, the God and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ over Billy Graham. What a journey this has been. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word, for your Holy Spirit, and for salvation full and free that will give us a mind to even do this one morning out of the year, much more 365 days out of the year. And we thank you, Lord, for your holy word that reminds us today that we should love you first and then love others. By your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit, what a fitting way to end this journey of 365 days of the White House family devotions. From this day going forward, help us to love you first and then to love others. And many problems will be solved. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, in other words, if you were to die today, where would you go, heaven or hell? Has there ever been a day where you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and you prayed and asked him to save you from hell and save you to heaven? Allow me to show you how you can put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from sin and from hell and to heaven if you have not done so. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner, as I am, as the Pope is, and as everybody else is. We have broken God's laws. We have committed crimes against God. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We have failed God with our sinfulness and our sins. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of our sins. As you listen to me this morning and watch me this morning, I am dying. I am dying because of sin. The physical body dies because of sin and goes to the grave. Our soul goes to hell, goes to the lake of fire, which if we do not trust Christ as Savior. That leads me to my third point, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. For Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Now, hell and the lake of fire is bad news, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. You can go to heaven, not because you deserve to, but because of what Jesus Christ has done for you and for me. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ," he was speaking about himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So all you have to do, dear friend, is believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, that includes you. I don't care how you feel about yourself. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to have mercy upon you and save your soul, and he will do it because of what he has done on the cross. If you're willing to trust Christ as Savior in your heart, pray with me right now what is commonly called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments, for I have lied before. I've lied on other people. I have lied to get out of trouble. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things that don't belong to me. And I realize that I deserve eternal hell because I have broken your commandments. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Son and our Holy Savior, who died on the cross for my sins, who suffered, bled his holy and precious blood, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God in the Bible, you are now saved from hell and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and receiving him into your heart. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, please go to gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. For the 365th time, God has given me the privilege in these White House family devotions to share the gospel with the world. The devotional part, of course, is mainly for Christians, but because God called me as an evangelist, my heart is always for the sinner, the lost sinner on his way to hell. And so by God's grace, by the power of his Holy Spirit, motivated by his love, he's led me to present the gospel 365 days in a row as a part of these devotionals. And I give him the glory, the praise, and the honor. And I want to thank all of you, dear folks, out there who woke up early and came at any time of the day that we, morning that we had these devotionals, as we had different schedules and different situations throughout the year. I thank God for you. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your support. And I thank you for all of those likes and hearts and stars or whatever you send up. As you know, I've never done it for that, but you did it for the glory of God and for the lifting up of Jesus and to encourage a poor preacher like me. And I shall never forget you. And I thank God for you made it a wonderful journey. You helped to make it a wonderful journey. And we all join together and give God the glory, praise, and honor. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.